Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T radio show. And don't forget, a TV show, as we are on our YouTube channel. And as you know, because of COVID-19, we are not going to be doing a lot of interviews out there in premises or even in people's business or even going to events. But we are broadcasting via Zoom right now, and I'm very, very happy that we're here to be able to connect with you and to be able to be in the world, in this beautiful world that our Creator has created. And although right now we are struggling, we are being challenged, we are suffering, some of us are suffering, I think if we put ourselves together in unity, we can definitely overcome this, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So I am so excited today that I'm here live. I'm hoping that my guest will be calling soon. It is 4:30 right now in Israel, and that's where our guest is calling from to discuss this great, great book that he has published. And so we're giving him a couple of more minutes. Hopefully he'll be able to connect with us soon. And meanwhile, I would like to extend my thoughts, my prayers to amazing people that are still with us, that are still contributing, they are still commenting on social, and they are with us all through the way in this difficult, hard times. We are looking for sponsors right now, and I am greatly appreciative, that's how you'd say that some of you are still sponsoring the show. I would love to say hello to Natasha Bridgemahan, which has sponsored the show in the past. And so we're looking for more sponsors, especially in this harsh time. And I am not to complain. I am the one that right now has good means to be able to support myself. But there are other peoples in the community, other, for example, restaurants, waitresses, people that are working in retail, people that are working in places that there is no more work because the government has decided to shut it down. So nail parlors and salon parlors, and there's a huge list. I mean, although our government has promised to give some assistance to those people, there are still people out there that are struggling. So I would like to encourage you to be able to support them in such a way that if you have the means, there's a lot of fund me in the world, and so definitely something that you might want to consider. Don't forget that right after the interview, we do have our musical section, and today is not the exception. We still getting lots of requests from musicians to be part of the show. So if you're a singer songwriter, or if you do have somebody that you know that would like to have their music played in the radio station, send it to us. I will give you the email, which is show@lizzyt.com. Show@lizzyt.com is the email to connect with us. And so you will be, your song will be played, and we will be able to give you quite a bit of advertisement through our social as well. And a lot of people are actually being inspired to write poems, believe it or not. So if you are one of those people and you would like to us to read, or if you would like to come on the show and read the poems that you have created, this is a great opportunity right now. Most countries are on lockdown. Most countries are, people are not able to go and socialize, go to the restaurant, go to the movie theater, go to the malls. So I want to be able to help you out, and I want to be able to inspire you and take this time to have those you have never finished before. And so this is the opportunity. And I know I've made a huge list myself. Thanks that I wanted to go through the house. Thanks that I wanted to organize. And I just realized, and my excuse as always, and I think you can share this with me, I don't have time. And you know what I realized? I realized that it was just excuse, because now I do have all the time in the world. And I still haven't tackled those projects. And I'm being completely, completely honest with you. And so it was just excuse. I mean, we just don't want to get to those tackles, to those tasks. We don't want to tackle those projects, because there's always something else for you to do. And I'm not the type of person that wants to be on the tube, on the television as much. But I find that... I wanted to keep up to date into the news, especially, if it's certain places, certain businesses are closing. And right now, pretty much restaurants grocery stores and pharmacies are the only places that you are allowed to go to, as long as you're not around more than five people that you don't know of, and you got to keep your distance between at the supermarket. There's lineups in the floor that you are allowed to stay in and wait your turn. So that's all good. And I still try to go for my walks or my jogs, so that way I can get some fresh air. In Canada, we are starting the springtime. And so it's a great opportunity to get vitamin D, which is phenomenal, and that will help your immune system, especially for you that are vulnerable. I did had an interview just a little while ago with Dr. George Grant, a great homeopath, and specializes in communicable diseases. So there, if you check my website, there's a link right now for you to get a lot more information as well. So that being said, encourage you to go for that walk, and you don't have to hang around more than five people. We need to, as a citizen of this country, we need to obey the law. So I highly recommend that you get some fresh air, at least, just being in the house, it's not healthy. And for you to be able to just to get some fresh air, whether it's sunny or not outside, that's besides the point. Again, I talked about the sponsorship. I talked about the music. I also want to say that today here in Canada, it is right now 10:30, and we are experiencing a little bit of damp, kind of cloudy day, and we are looking forward to having some springtime. We want some sunshine, and we want to be able to have that nice clean air, which I find that is a lot better now that we are not driving as much. Also, I wanted to be able to encourage you to send us some ideas. We are definitely looking for people that would like to be on the show, and people that would like to have that that the opportunity to be able to publish or pub or if they just publish their book, or if they are looking forward to advertise their coaching businesses, online right now is exploding. We have people doing everything online. If you were doing it before, this is the opportunity. This is definitely the time for you to get with it. There is nothing else other than being online right now is the time. If you missed that boat, you got to get on it right now. If you are self-employed and you are not advertising on social, if you're not reaching out on the web, I can tell you, I am so sorry to say, but your business is going to suffer. So there is quite a bit of opportunities out there. There is so much going on. There is free training. There is a lot of resources for free that used to cost quite an arm and a leg, if you think about it. And now, because everybody is doing it, people are doing promotions and people are doing, they're giving away the first session. So take an opportunity. I know before, again, the excuse was I have no time. So some of us are working from home and some of us are, taking care of our elderly parents, and some of us are taking care of our kids. But now there is no mall to go to, and there's no movie to go to, and then there's no shopping to go to. So I guess just like what I'm doing, kind of make a list and tackle that list, one little thing at a time. And that's really what I was going to get to the point before I lost my thought. We can do just one task, and that's really what I'm looking for out of that to-do list, which I have 10 things. If I cross one out, and I find that once you write it, and that's just personal, by the way, when I write it, when I put it on paper, there's something happened between my hand and my brain. It remembers it, it sees it. And it's not happy that it's not crossed out. So my goal is just to cross one thing out and move on to the next thing. Maybe the next day or the day after. There is no hurry. So that's basically what I wanted to convey to you earlier. So we're still waiting for our guest to come and join us. And unfortunately, not sure if he has received messages. Hopefully he was able to see the links. There is 3 ways to connect with us right now. He can call us in, he can join us on Zoom, and he can definitely get the link as the host. So hopefully we'll be able to reach to him sooner before the later, but we can always postpone this show. So I have quite a variety of songs right now that I love to play for you. This is what we'll do. I'm going here. I'm trying to think ahead. Or if you would like to connect with us today, if you have a story to share with us, if you have and something interesting that happens to you or is happening to you while we are on quarantine or lockdown, you can always call us in at 845-277-9078. Again, the number is 845-277-9078 and connect with us. Or we can zoom in. You can zoom in again. The Zoom number is 275-315-584. And I will love to play right now some music and for you to be able to enjoy it. Right now we will be playing a song from one of our listener, and he actually was on the show a couple of times. His name is Todd Barrow, and he has this beautiful song that he was inspired to write just a little while ago, and love to promote him. Todd Barrow, Open Sky. Beautiful song. Enjoy it. so that was Todd Barrow, and he is from Texas. We had him on the show a couple of times, and the last one was to promote his very, very last singer. And all the musicians and all the people that are right now not be able to perform, although that's debatable, because I've seen on TV and on social, a lot of musicians I'm finding a way to post their things on social. So it's when there is a will, there's a way. And this is what my mom always says, there is always a solution to a problem. So tons of musicians, and some of you have seen on major singers and performers right now are putting their stuff on the internet. So you know, if music is what you like to do, there is nothing that stops to be able to follow or fulfill that dream and continue to pursue and what you love the most, which is, you know, your passion, your music, your songwriting, and your performing. So as long as right now you have a camera to be able to log in on the internet, you pretty much said you have the whole world as your audience. You have, you know, people from all over the world, you know, watching you. And one of the things that I love from some of the social media platforms that you're able to send hearts and you're able to send, you know, thumbs ups and you know, all sorts of different emoji. And so that it's kind of like applauses and you know, gives you that energy as that a musician, a performer needs to be able to continue, you know, their passion. And, you know, there's some sort of feedback when you are in a stage on a live audience. And we can't get that now. So, you know, all those extra reinforcement from those emojis, it really helps the performer to be able to continue and to feel that they're doing great, that that's what they want to be able to see. So I will continue playing more music as we have some time. Hopefully our guests will still call us, will still connect with us. And this one is an artist from LA. He is a not a performer, he is a producer rather, and the artist that he produces is Park Rowe, and the song is called F-350.
Yeah. I got the Porsche. I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I needed, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. My finger was missing the back end. Think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels. Now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it. But as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will. I never will.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I needed. What a blessing to be breathing.
I got 700 horses, I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches, 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous, my work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche. I got the Rari. Got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I needed. What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me coming. Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Nobody gonna stop me.
Yeah.
I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
So that was Park Row with the song through FF350. Anyhow, I am live today, and I'm actually trying to connect with some people. As you know, our guest is still not able to log in with us today, and hopefully he'll be able to connect with us soon. The number, if you would like to interact with us, is 845-77-9078. We are also doing a Zoom call. And the Zoom call right now, if you would like to connect, is 275-315-584. And if you DM me on Instagram, I'll be able to give you the password. And we will be able to talk about how you are handling this lockdown. Are you self-employed? Are you working for a big corporation and they're making you to work from home? Are you a teacher right now and you are working towards having prepare homework and things like that? I just got an email from my kids, from my girls' high school, asking if the girls have a tablet, cell phone, or laptops to work on. And we got all of the above. So I love to find out your story and love to find out how you're coping, what do you do, and how you keeping busy. Are you a mom, a homestay mom, and right now you are not happy that your kids are home giving you a lot more to do? Dishes are piling up. I can talk from personal experience, although I have teenagers, and they should be able to do clean up after themselves. It's happening sometime, not all the time. Are you finding that your kids are on their phones a lot more than you want them to be too, and you have to intervene for them to be able to go outside and do things, fun things, clean up fun things or not fun things, like cleaning up their rooms and helping out to clean up around the house, or even just sitting them down and having a board game? And that's what we were able to do the other night. It's Scrabble. It's been one of our favorite games to do. So we've been doing that as well. And you know, just love to find out from you how you cope and what are you doing, what do you do? I mean, that is the theme of the Lizzie T Show anyway. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. If you would like to promote your business through the Lizzie T Show, love to have you here. We do have a fee, but because of COVID-19, I decided for the month of April only until, I would say the 15th, I'm playing it by ear, I will not be charging for the interviews, and I'd love for you to connect with us and promote what you do. I would love to help you. That's my way of giving back to the community. That's my way of helping you out, and especially if you are an online business. I think more than ever we should connect. I think more than ever we should be helping each other, and I think more than ever if our we within the this network that has been created for us. I mean, before it was an option for you to be able to do business online. Now is not an option. Now is it is demanded to from us if you want to be able to succeed or survive in this economy. It's a must. And if you need help, I don't have all the answers, but I definitely in my circle, we can connect to the right person to be able to help you with your needs and with your struggles and your challenges. I guess that's all I have to say. So we'll continuing on with another song. I will put in a song, one of my favorite artists. She is Canadian, right from here, from the capital of Canada, Ottawa. And I interviewed her last month. She is lovely. Again, love to support Canadian artists and love to support artists in general. The song is called Hurt, one of my favorite songs. And again, my name is Sabrina Falla. And let's enjoy.
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. Hurt, hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start to heal. My soul, such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. When I needed someone, you were never there. You had to star in your own show. Didn't care about what I wanted, but I'm finally letting go of the hurt. Hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start to healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. Since the day I said goodbye, I'm better off without you. Sometimes the truth can hurt.
Back here on Block Talk Radio, and I want to be able to thank everyone that is still with us. And although it's definitely times are definitely changing, and just trying to change my Zoom here. There you are. Times are definitely changing, and we're here trying to survive. Some of us are, and like I said earlier, that I'm very fortunately that's not my case. I'm able to sustain myself and my family without any major right now complications. But if you have a story, everyone, if you will like to join us and share with us how you're coping, what do you do, and do you have a backup plan? I mean, that's one of the questions that we should all be asking ourselves. If it, what you're doing right now is what you were doing before COVID is not going to work for you, do you have a backup plan, or there is no such thing as backup plan? You have to work. Love to find out and love to share with the rest of the world to see how we can learn from your experience and how you are able to share this with some other people in other parts of the world that are struggling and they would like to get some golden nuggets from you. And I think it's very important at this time to share that. One of the things that I forgot to mention, and it was on my top list, huge, our nurses, doctors, garbage pickup, grocery store fill, the ones that fill up our grocery, and cashiers, huge respect. My goodness, huge respect. I do, every time I see something on social, hashtag respect, because those people right now are our true heroes. Before we knew that their jobs were important, we knew that what they did, it was significant. We knew that. We sort of kind of took them for granted in a sense that now they're shining and now they're overworked and now they're overwhelmed and now we're seeing how exhausted. I mean, there is hundreds and hundreds of videos of parent doctors or parent nurses that are not able to come home because they're afraid of bringing, you know, that disease to their homes, and they're living somewhere else. They're staying in hotels or they're doing something completely different not to contaminate their household. That must be terrifying. That must be horrible for them to be able, not to be able to go home to your family, to be able to hug your kids. So huge hashtag respect for those people. I will never be able to get into that field. I know that I'm capable, and definitely I am not capable of that. So for all the nurses, all the doctors, garbage pickup people, grocery store cashiers, and people that are cleaning right now, huge respect. And I'm hoping that you, all of you, can agree with me that those are the people that are definitely running the country right now. Without them, we definitely won't be able to make it. So congratulations and big applause for you guys. This is incredible. So there you go. I said it. I will be playing another song right now. And this song is was sent to us, I would say, well, it's been in our list for a little while because this fellow has been following us since his name is Sorrentos, and Sorrentos, it seems to me like every month he has a solo and a huge collection. So obviously he emailed us and he said, hey, here's my new solo. Please, can you please play it? And our answer is, of course, we'll support you. Yeah, Sorrentos is amazing, a huge support and huge shout out. The song that we'll be playing for you from Sorrentos is Cross That Line. He is kind of on the 80s style. Lots of fun, though, lots of good music. And so let's support our artist. He's from L.A. He is works in the medical industry. I'm not sure detail. I don't think he's a nurse, but this is what he does as a hobby. Well, he wants to get this as a full-time thing, but not sure now. But, you know, we're still supporting you, Sorrentos. So, Sorrentos, cross that line.
We've always been the best of friends, known each other since we were 10. Like an old pair of bookends, we'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we knit it. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in, please do. Thoughts cross both of us. tonight. And I know this is the one fight. Not giving up cause it feels right. So walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone we live it. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give it please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. Time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line.
Okay, everyone, we are back, and I didn't realize that our show online, the one that we are broadcasting, it actually has quite a bit of delay. So, okay, we're learning. We are doing this one thing at a time. We are definitely, this is our Zoom first trial. I figured it will work just in case if our guest is not able to either come as a co-host, which is one of the options, call in to our line because he is in, he is in Israel. And maybe he thought it was yesterday because we are behind, and I'm pretty sure the time in Israel right now is 4:30 in the afternoon, which kind of works out for him as he responded to us. But, you know, it's okay. We'll have him back tomorrow, hopefully, and or another day. And this is definitely, I guess, we are all learning. We are all doing our best to try to cope with all different kinds of uncertainty. This is a big word for me right now. You know, uncertainty is one of the things that we have to try to live with. Uncertainty is what it is right now. And I know we liked, a lot of us, like a regular routine. We like our lives to be structured. Some of us like to have, you know, things to do very often, and when things change, when things move around too much, and when things are not, you know, scheduled properly, some of us, I'm not sure if that's me, freak out, or we don't feel comfortable. This is too much of a change, too much of you're shaking the boat, and I don't like that, and I understand, and I respect that, and I think that it's hard to accommodate. It's hard for us to realize changes are not, some changes are not good. We don't feel good. That's the word I was looking. We don't feel what changes are imposed on us. So I'm here to help you, and I'm here to answer any of your questions. If you would like to talk, or if you would like to connect with us, we have several places that we are on. We are on Facebook, Liz Zatiss Show. We are on Instagram, The Liz Zatiss Show. Yes, we are on TikTok. We are also on LinkedIn, Twitter, our website, The Liz Zatiss Show, and we are also on Zoom right now as well. And so there are several places. And if all that fails, you can always email us at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. So we have time for a couple of more songs. This one is interesting story. Her name is Lorena. She is a relative of mine. She had a group of which she was part of it, very interesting group. She went to the States, performed with other groups, came here to Canada, got involved with other groups as well, with an awesome Chilean and guitar player. Did a lot of projects together, and now she's back to South America, and she's just a singer, but she's working the earth, believe it or not. She has a little farm, and she is singing, still creating, but also working in the earth, which is so interesting. That's very interesting. So this song, I will play it in honor of her. Her name is Lorena, and the song is called Solo Una Noche.
La razón de estar adentro de ti, sin ganas de salir de ahí. Humectado con tu cuerpo hasta sentirme lubricado. Me pone loco la forma en que me haces el amor. Me trastorna tus besos, me trastorna tu calor. Devoro tus brazos, tu columna vertebral. Me bebo tus besos, tu sexo, dulzura, tu
resucitación.
La caída del telón, subiendo tu cuerpo en plena función, frotándome así las ganas, tira tu cama, tomándote mis brazos, cobijándome en tu abrazo, bueno, lo siento fuerte y pleno, ey, ¿cómo lo sientes tú? Si sientes algo nuevo, enciende este animal de luz, cariño, locura de amor, termina la obra y cae el telón.
El alma se encuentra sin saber, eterna búsqueda de la dualidad. Espejos reflejados.
Un tibio beso, esta noche me estremezco. Me estremezco en la humedad de tu pasión. Busco calor, me perdo. Entro en las profundidades del amor. Camino y subo a la pelota. Miro tu boca, la que lentamente se va desplazando. Una noche me bastó para quedarme dentro de ti. Nuestra comedia dibujada en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias, besos y caricias, besos. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
All I wanna do is to spend the night with you. So I feel the way your heart is beating.
Okay. I was able to get the online for you to be able to listen here on Zoom, the song, which is phenomenal. That way you don't miss out on the songs. And I love it. There's obviously a lot to perfect. We're not there. It's not perfect. But I think I like this platform to be able to be on Block and on Zoom. Two platforms that our show could be shared throughout this beautiful world that is suffering right now. So I will have another song. This fellow, I haven't heard very much about, Mr. Walt P. He is funny. We had him on the show a couple of times. He used to log in and call in just to whoever we had on the show. He was commenting and you know, being part and just connecting with us. So the song is called Motivated, and he released that a couple of years ago, and hopefully he's still doing well. Hey, Mr. Walt P., if you are still out there, please connect with us. Walt P., Motivated.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind, ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. Yeah, I know you hate it, but you can't infiltrate it. Reasons why I'm doing what I do, what you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing, I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish, tough. My endurance come from watching mama, she ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience and my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. It's the B.A.D. been in the field. Bullets that would kill.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated.
And that was Mr. Walt P. And Motivated is the song. And I'm trying to see if I can get him on social, because he that song definitely is very pertinent to us right now. To try to be motivated and try to be optimistic about the whole situation, and you know, try not to get into depression, get into anxieties, things like that that some of us or some of you struggle with. And one of the things that I'm really honored and happy and proud to be in this country is that our government has given funds for the kids' phone line, kids' help phone line, for kids to be able to call in and log in and ask questions and talk about what is going through in their minds. I mean, I can't imagine having little ones right now, my own teens, and try and explain to them why they can't go to the park, why there's no movies and their playgrounds are closed and all that stuff. It must be horrible to try to explain that to them. Honestly, I'm not the expert. I am glad that the Lord has not put me in that situation right now, because honestly, I would not know how to deal with it. So I know there's a lot of help out there, and if anyone who's listening right now would like to me to forward a number or even you know, recommend someone, I am happy to do so. You can about the show, you can always contact me at show@lizt.com, or even connect with me on social media. And there's links right now for the show, although our guest wasn't able to connect with us, and that's okay. I was able to talk to you, able to play great music that our followers had submitted to us. So I'm very happy that it worked the way it worked. I mean, I know that a lot of you were expecting to hear this story from this author, but it will be other opportunities. There's a lot more show happening, and I want to be able for you to connect with us. Well, this is it for today, everyone. We are signing out. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And we will see you soon. Keep safe and healthy, everyone. Don't forget to go for that walk. And bye-bye for now.
Canadian show. North American radio show. And now, worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, and